Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Coming back from Jamaica, we had to see a doctor at the airport to get the okay for my son to travel because he was recovering from chicken pox. By the time we got to the gate, we all had to sit separately. My son was 3 years old, and when they asked if the person next to my son would switch seats with me, she said no. I was praying the whole flight that she had never had chicken pox and maybe my son would still be contagious. Dr. Copin, what do you think of that?
John, why can't people just be nice?
Hey, if I have chicken pox, some people have chicken pox out there, and I'm sitting next to you on an airplane, am I probably going to give it to you if you don't have the vaccine?
Yeah, if you're not immune and somebody has chicken pox with open pox on their skin, and that's exposed to the air, there's a good chance that a non-immune person will get chicken pox, yes.
That's a bomb you could drop on people. They say, hey, can I have that seat? And they'll go, no, I paid for it. And you go, okay, just so you know, my son is sitting next to you, and you know, he has hepatitis 12, or he's got the measles, or COVID-19. Hey, Doc, Dr. Jeffrey Copin's on with us Tuesdays at this time. He is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital, and this conversation is sponsored by Northwestern. They are relentless in the better pursuit of health care. Is there a COVID booster now, doctor, and should people be getting it?
Well, it's not exactly a booster. It's the same vaccine that we got in the fall, those of us that took the opportunity. And there is a recommendation that older folks, and you know, I think we could probably say over the age of 75, people who otherwise are somehow immunosuppressed, if we're now 6 months or more out from their last vaccine, it's not a bad idea to get another one.
But that's not a booster. There is no COVID booster. I mean, we've had this thing for 5 years now. There's no such thing as a COVID booster, doctor?
Well, I think the point is, John, it's the same vaccine that we got back in the fall. So, yeah, I guess you could think of it as a booster. It's going to boost your immune system against COVID should you be exposed to COVID. So that population, it would be a good idea to get it.
And, boy, it's funny how much I knew and maybe have now forgotten, but how long does the COVID vaccine last? That's not for life, right?
Correct. Think of it like the flu vaccine. We get the flu vaccine once a year, typically in the fall, early winter. I'm thinking over the next year or two, that's probably what's going to happen with COVID. We'll get the COVID vaccine, I'm hoping, once a year, and that will go for everyone. However, because COVID is still relatively new, even though it seems like an eternity, it's only 5 years. Although we have lots of immunity now in the population, there are those areas, the older folks, people with the immunocompromised states, where it's a good idea to bolster the immunity by getting that six-month vaccine. Whether we need that on an ongoing basis that's going to go beyond this year, next year, we don't know yet. That's something that we'll keep our eye on.
Well, would you say that a person who has been vaccinated, I wonder how many of our listeners right now, Dr. Copin, would go, when was the last time? I didn't get it in the fall. It's been 3 years since I either had COVID or got a shot. Should people just generally renew that every year one way or another?
Yeah, I would recommend that. And I think that goes for everybody. I think it only can help. And we know that the vaccine is safe. So think about it like a flu shot. There's the flu shot and there's the COVID shot. And it's something we all should be getting once a year.
And do I care, Pfizer, Moderna? These are all the decisions we used to make or at least think about. What do you know about that?
Yeah, get whatever's available. It really won't matter.
Just go to Walgreens and go, hey, I haven't had a COVID shot. You got one and they'll stick me, right?
Yep, and they have plenty. They'll be more than happy to give it to you.
Boy, times have changed. That's good to know. Hey, John Williams, I have been purchasing weight loss drugs via a third party because they're cheaper and they are working. but I don't believe they are regulated by the FDA, and the site has a disclaimer saying, not for human consumption. Yet they also have a how-to section about how to use the drugs on us human beings. Should I be concerned? I've had no ill effects so far. Doctor, what do you say?
Yeah, complicated question, Jen, particularly for somebody who's been buying the medication from, these are called compounding pharmacies. They literally make the medication in their own pharmacy. This is permitted under the law when there is a shortage of a medication. And until just recently, there was not enough supply coming from the pharmaceutical manufacturers to meet the demand. So these compounding pharmacies were able to do what this listener was doing, provide a product that somebody could buy. As of the middle of March, FDA now says that there's enough product that's properly supervised by FDA in the pipeline that as of this month, April, the compounding pharmacies are going to have to cease making what they're making. And the reason is the compounding pharmacies are not under supervision by any outside regulatory authority, FDA most importantly. So there can be problems with these medications. I know a lot of people, though, that have been acquiring the medication up until now from these compounding pharmacies, but that whole thing is going to go away by, I think it's April 21st, where they're all supposed to stop selling the compounded medication.
Is Medicare paying for people's Wegovy and all of those weight loss drugs?
No. There was a request made of the Medicare program to provide the weight loss medication. These medications as a weight loss medication are already available for diabetes, certain heart problems. But the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services said no. They turned that request down. So as of today, obesity will not be an indication where the Medicare program will pay for it.
What do you make of that? Obesity is a thing, and this is a drug that combats the thing. Why wouldn't our healthcare system pay for that?
Yeah, well, I think one of the reasons probably is the expense. We know it's an expensive drug, and I suspect that the folks at the Medicare program didn't want to take on the additional expense. The argument the other way is that obesity leads to a huge amount of expenditure of healthcare dollars, including by the Medicare program.
Yeah.
So if we can help somebody with their obesity and they don't develop diabetes, they don't go on to have heart disease, then we don't have to pay for those things. So this is really it's a push and pull. John, I appreciate the complexity for Medicare, and they have a limited budget. I get that. I personally wish that they would have okayed it. The other thing we're dealing with is we know that the Secretary of Health and Human Services, who has ultimate responsibility for the Medicare program, is not a fan of these medications. He thinks that chronic diseases like obesity can be taken care of in other ways, better nutrition, more exercise, that kind of thing. So all of this is going to have to be worked out. But I have to believe eventually Medicare will cover these medications, just not right now.
Well, I've seen him with his shirt off. And I know he's very proud of his abs and his ability to do push-ups and pull-ups, and maybe it's easier for him to moderate his weight than others. But you just described being overweight or obesity as a chronic disease. Does the medical literature recognize it as that, or just a human condition because some people don't work as hard as others?
No, it's a chronic disease, and it has to be dealt as a chronic disease. John, we all know people. And I'm sure we all know people very well that have problem with their weight, a serious problem with their weight. And by no means is that some kind of issue with willpower or some characterological flaw. I mean, no one should ever talk about obesity that way. It's a chronic problem. It's a chronic medical issue that has to be dealt that way.
Just another minute with Dr. Jeffrey Copin from Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. I have a handful of questions here. What's the latest, though, doctor, on the measles outbreak down in Texas? Another child has passed away, and I've heard numbers anywhere from 400 to 600 now with the measles down there.
Yeah, it's pretty clear, John, that there's been over 500 confirmed cases now. As we all know, a second child, unimmunized child, died of measles complications. I mean, it's just absolutely tragic. This speaks to the importance of pediatric immunizations, making sure that our little ones get the proper vaccinations on time.
What are the doctor's thoughts on whether or not there will be a flu vaccine available in the fall? I've heard that they haven't started the preparation yet. Anything on that?
There will be. If the government doesn't get the usual group together, the usual group will get together on their own and make the proper recommendation to the manufacturer. So nobody should worry that this will happen.
I know two people in their 60s that's just got COVID. I'm 66 now. Should I get another COVID shot?
Yeah, if it's been 6 months, go ahead and get another COVID shot. That's a good idea.
Please ask the doctor about a four-year-old that has been diagnosed with shingles. Horrible rash, determined it was shingles. Is that common?
No, it's not. It happens in kids. I would want to make sure it really is shingles, though. It's unlikely that that child had chicken pox, a primary case of chicken pox that could then reactivate. Yeah. So that's something to really talk to the pediatrician about to make sure that they're positive that this is shingles. It could be a primary chicken pox outbreak, if indeed that's what it is.
This listener says, John, speaking of chicken pox, ask the doctor, I'm 55 and I had shingles last April. The rash went away by September, but I itched on and off until Christmas. When should I get the vaccine? I was told 1 year, but 1 year from when?
Yeah, the onset of the infection, of the shingles.
All right. That's good to know. Hey, you're good today, Doc. You're always quick with the answer. We appreciate that.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure, and everybody take good care.
That's Dr. Jeffrey Copin from Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital.